I am Pierre Lumumba speaking to you from the Windsor Golf Hotel and Country Club in Nairobi, Kenya. And today, as we continue our conversations about the continent of Africa, we focus on a subject which is important, the subject of industrialization in the continent of Africa. It's a subject that is critical because industrialization is the mother's milk of true sustainable development. Yet Africa continues to be known as an exporter of primary goods with very limited industrialization. We know that because of colonization, Africa did not enjoy the benefits of the first industrial revolution, the second industrial revolution, the third industrial revolution, and the fourth industrial revolution. We are about to miss its dividends. The question is, how can Africa industrialize? And when I talk about Africa, I'm conscious of the fact that the continent is divided into 54 sovereign countries. And when we use the word Africa in reference to those countries, sometimes we miss the point. But yet it cannot be denied that if Africa is to realize our potential for the benefit of our people, she must industrialize on her own terms. And on her own terms is a critical statement to make, because it is possible to appear to have elements of industrialization, but not for the benefit of Africa. Look at Africa today. One of the reasons why Africa is not industrializing is because the continent is absent in the technological space. We are absent in critical areas of technology. If you look at the entire area of aviation, we are not present in that space at all. Any African airline that is operational is a consumer of technology that is conceived and developed elsewhere, whether it's by Boeing or Airbus or any other country. We are not in that space. And the question that we are making, the question that we are asking, therefore, if Africa is to enter into that space with collaboration with other countries, as indeed she must, how must she do it? Is it possible for African countries to have a united front and say, we are getting into the aviation space and we are going to do it under the aegis of the African Union, for example, so that we are not led down the garden path and we find ourselves in an arena where it is Airbus or Boeing that is benefiting in that regard? That is a question that we must ask ourselves going forward. When we are getting into the nuclear space, quite a number of countries are now saying that as a condition precedent to development, we must have energy. And if you look at energy in Africa, particularly the generation of energy that you need for industrialization, you will discover that we don't. We were generating a lot of electricity, or are generating most of our electricity from hydroelectric power. But can we generate it in a manner that is going to be beneficial to us? We know in the recent past we have had hydroelectric stations such as the Grand Ethiopian Dam. We know that there is the possibility of generating electricity from the Inga Dam. But these are projects that are undertaken by bodies from outside of the continent of Africa, which tells us that even in the space of power generation, African countries are not present at all. We are now talking about nuclear energy, and the nuclear energy, particularly in the Sahelian region, there is the attempt at collaboration with the Russian Federation. But the question is, once they do that, is there going to be technological transfer to the continent of Africa? When we talk about industrialization in terms of value addition in the mining sector, when we talk about enrichment of uranium, which of course is the nuclear space, is it possible for African countries to benefit in a legitimate way? And I'm saying that Africa must ask herself the fundamental questions about industrialization. We must, number one, have sufficient technological information and education. Our universities must begin to engage in research, and that kind of research will require collaboration with countries that have done it. And it's something that can be done. You know, there is the idea that we cannot do it, we must be dependent upon other countries, but history has demonstrated that industrialization is achievable through collaboration. The recent history of Japan after the war tells us that you can actually use your ideas and human resource through collaboration to leapfrog some of the difficulties that have been encountered before. Japan is now an industrial country because they made deliberate effort to collaborate, and we see them in the mobile telephony sector, we see them in the aviation sector, we see them in the motor vehicle sector. The same has also been true of South Korea. This has happened during our lifetime, and I hold the view that Africa can also follow that space. Vietnam is now going into that space. Brazil is going into that space. And of course, Russia and others and China are old players in this game. Africa must now ask the critical questions: how do we do it? And how do we do it in a manner that is going to be beneficial to the continent of Africa? Otherwise, the continent will find ourselves in a situation where she claims to be industrializing, but the claim is a hollow claim. Hollow in this sense. Hollow in the sense that you'll have companies from different countries of the world being resident in the continent of Africa and exploiting African resources, and Africa will merely be an environment where things are assembled rather than conceived and actually developed in a manner that changes the continent of Africa. It is therefore critical that we begin from the beginning in terms of education. Many African universities don't invest in research and development. Many African universities are not involved in cutting-edge technology. Many African universities are not involved in collaboration with universities that are in spaces where industrialization takes place. Many African countries are not involved in enacting pieces of legislation that is going to be enabling. Many African countries are not, in my view, therefore, following the path that has been taken by other countries in their journey of industrialization. And in order to ensure that industrialization takes place in a manner that addresses the specificities of each of the countries, there is need for collaboration. I see the engagement that are beginning to take place with countries in the area of nuclear technology. If we continue to engage in that manner, then we will industrialize for our benefit. But if we don't, we'll talk about industrialization, but we will merely be hosts of other people's technology without actual benefit. They will be hosting, or we will host them in the continent of Africa, but when things are not going on well, they'll simply run away with their technology. So going forward, it is important to reiterate that Africa must do the following things. Number one, we must train young men and women to be involved in the acquisition of knowledge that is going to help us get into the state of being able to industrialize. Number two, we must ensure that we begin to generate power. Without power, you are not going to industrialize. Number three, we must ensure that we have legislation that is created and purposely designed to enable people to collaborate. Number four, we must, as African countries, work together as a team, as a condition precedent to creating a powerful body which can work for the purpose of the continent. We must ensure that the continent of Africa ensures that it does not export products that do not enjoy value addition. It is critical that the continent of Africa collaborates with others, and when they do so, there must be a deliberate effort for transfer of knowledge. And when there is transfer of knowledge, then we must ensure that that knowledge has local addition that addresses the reality of the continent of Africa. And once we do so, we must ensure that we begin patenting discoveries, because it's through patenting that we will protect our intellectual property in a manner that will be beneficial to the continent of Africa. Industrialization can be liberating, but it will only liberate if we get it right, and we can only get it right if we work as one unit, the continent of Africa. It can be done, it must be done, because if it is not done, the continent will continue to be a source of primary goods which consumes industrial products from others without generating our own. When we talk about industrialization, we must remind ourselves that it is never in the interest of the former colonizers to have their former colonies truly industrialized. And that is why there has been a deliberate effort on the part of the former colonizers to ensure that nothing happens in their former colonies. In the recent past, and even before then, in the early days, we will remember that when Gamal Abdel Nasser was thinking about the Aswan High Dam, his attempts at getting technology, particularly from the former colonizers, did not succeed, and he had to go to the then Soviet Union, and that is how the Aswan High Dam in Egypt then came about. We'll also see that there was an attempt by the Osagyefo Kwame Nkrumah, and at that time there was also an attempt by the then Soviet Union. And many of you will remember the very deliberate effort of the renaming of the Patrice Emery Lumumba Friendship University in Moscow. It was an attempt to incubate young people for the purpose of acquiring knowledge, which will then be deployed in their mother countries, as the then Soviet Union wanted to, in a manner of speaking, to induct African countries into the arena of technology. But we will remember that that was during the bipolar world, and that did not go very far. In the recent past, we have seen the engagements, particularly in the Sahel region once again, with Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mali entering into negotiations with the Russian Federation to go into the nuclear technology space. And I think that is a good thing. If those countries define that relationship properly, and the Russian Federation is made to understand, and they must be made to understand, that during that engagement, there must be transfer of technology to African countries, so that if the collaboration is after 20 years, we'll tell you, oh, good Russians, you can now leave. We have now acquired our technology, and we can collaborate from a position of strength. That is something that must be done, and it should not only be done with the Russians. The Chinese are also in that space. If they come, the Brazilians, but those who have shown their willingness thus far are the Russians, and I'm happy that the Sahelian countries are beginning to embrace it, because it is going to be very important if Africa is to industrialize. The game changer is energy. The game changer is energy. The game changer is energy, and nuclear energy is that energy. Here at the Windsor Golf Hotel and Country Club, we'll see you again as we continue to chat about the continent of Africa.